The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
What's going on, guys? This is Frank Gogol, writer of the 2019 indie hit Dead End Kids and of the Ringo Award-nominated collection Grief. If you've been tuning in, you may have heard my recent interview for my new book, No Heroin. No Heroin asks the question, what if Buffy the Vampire Slayer was a recovering drug addict? It's got vampires, drugs, street fights, and a hard, hard punk rock edge. It's also got a ton of heart. The story follows Kayla, a recovering heroin addict, as she struggles to right the wrongs of her days as a junkie and learns the hard way that maybe not everyone is cut out to be a hero. I wanted to stop by to let you know that No Heroin number one is now up for pre-order. So if you're a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, horror comics, Dead End Kids, or if you just want to check out a dope new book, I really think you'll dig No Heroin. But don't wait, pre-orders need to be in by the end of April, so you're going to want to head over to your local comic shop and let them know you want to pre-order your copy of No Heroin number one today.
What's up, everybody? Hey, Juan here. This is episode, I believe, 187. It's going to be a weird episode. So with all the commotion that was going on at my place the other day when we were recording all of these, I think that something happened. We had some technical difficulties. I believe the soundboard got turned off, and we weren't functioning. So this is going to be a little bit of a weird episode. This one and episode 189 are going to be a little bit weird. 188 survived, and the fan interaction survived. So what's going to happen for 187 and 189? For now, I'll just deal with 187, which is Altered Carbon. We're giving me, Doyle and Gabe are just doing a quick, 2 or 3 minute, kind of, our thoughts on Altered Carbon and, whatever the next episode that this happens will be. But for this one, it's Altered Carbon. So after me, you'll probably hear Gabe and then you'll probably hear Doyle. So it's going to sound a little bit weird, but I wanted to at least get something out so we gave our thoughts on the subject matter that we watched and make sure that an episode came out. So we watched Altered Carbon Season 2. I was a big fan of the season. Altered Carbon Season 1 was a little bit more confusing to me. I think because he's read the books, but he says it's not because he's read the books, so maybe he's just better at feeling out a brand new world. I felt a little bit more confused in Season 1 just because I didn't know the world at all, and I was having to deal with, are they clones, are they not clones, what the fuck is a stack, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I think Season 2 did a really good job of expounding on that world and expounding on what these people are and what the meths are and, you know, what all of the stuff world is. But it's also a little bit easier because I knew some of that stuff going out of Season 1. I thought Season 2 was better than Season 1, personally. You know, I know that a lot of people didn't like Mackie. They thought he was a little wooden. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed him. I enjoyed his... I enjoy that it's much like Doctor Who in that it seems like this series can just be led by anybody, you know. The Kovacs doesn't have to be the same dude in every season, and I think that's cool. Or woman, because he's a woman at the beginning of the series, or at the beginning of this season. So, like I said, I really enjoyed the second season. I hope there's a third season, and we'll kind of go from there. I like the fact that there seems to be sleeves that are upgraded that have, you know, military uses and things like that. It's kind of funny because I think he only uses his, like, the ability to bring guns to his hands, like Matrix-y style, like once after it's learned that he can do it. So I feel like they brought out some things just to say that the sleeve was cool and then never said it again or never used them again. My biggest standout for this episode was Poe. Watching him deteriorate from the beginning all the way until the end of the season was heartbreaking. It was sad, and it's crazy that you could get in one. It's crazy because it's not, none of this is real. They're shows or movies or whatever, but it's funny that you could get invested in the world because he's a computer essentially. He's not a human being. You know, he's not somebody that usually you'd fight for and that you'd care about and you'd love, you know, but Poe does such an amazing job of being glitchy and forgetting things, and he's, you know, his memory and being emotional and getting attached for somebody that, for an AI that, for AIs that don't normally do that to begin with. So I loved watching Poe, and I loved watching the deterioration, just in the sense that you know, it's sad, and it's growth, and you know, hopefully we get him. You know, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the second season, he does die, but then he comes back in the very, very last episode, kind of close to the very, very end. But he doesn't have his memory yet, and that's why he didn't reboot himself through the whole second season, because he was going to lose all of his memories, which he was super attached to. He was attached to all the things he learned with Kovach and without Kovach, and so it was a hard thing to watch. But it was awesome. It was really cool. I'm going to keep this short at this point so that we can get to Gabe and Doyle. But I really enjoyed the second season. I liked it better than the first one. Obviously, again, spoiler alert, if you watched the very last kind of 2-3 seconds of the season, you know that Poe was storing a sleeve somehow. He was essentially storing somebody. I'm sure it's going to be Kovach. I don't think it takes away from the death that we saw, you know, 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier. I think it's cool. I think it's fun. Hopefully we get a season 3. But those are my thoughts. Like I said, next year here you'll hear Gabe and Doyle. Hopefully you guys are watching. If you haven't watched, hopefully you'll go watch. But again, those are my thoughts, and I'll hand it off to the other guys.
All right, so here are my thoughts on Altered Carbon. I have only gotten about halfway through the first episode. I did not have a chance to watch anything extra of it, which really kind of sucks. I was trying to, and then I just fell asleep last night. The reality is this. I read the book, and I started the second book, and I didn't get very far into the second book because it just wasn't anywhere near as compelling as the first book was. I watched the first season of Altered Carbon. I liked it. I started the second season, and it reminded me so much of the second book that I just kind of gave up halfway through the first episode. It's not that it's bad, it's just that I wasn't that interested in it when I was reading it, and it didn't interest me very much when I started watching it again. All the other guys say that they really, really like it, and I understand that I am definitely in the minority when it comes to not being a big fan of this so far. I want to try it. I definitely want to give it another shot, maybe watch like the first 2 episodes or something like that. But I just, there's something about it that just doesn't grip me the way that I wish it would. I love cyberpunk stuff. I love, that whole idea of the way the stacks work and the way the bodies transfer and like the psychological damage that you can take. You know, transferring from body to body, like those are all really cool concepts that I think are dealt with very, very effectively in the first novel and then just kind of slide away in the second novel. I wasn't a huge fan of the second book, and because the second season leans so heavily on that novel as well as the third novel, from what I understand, it's just really kind of hard for me to get into it. So, maybe I'll talk about it on another show once I've seen an episode or two, but I guarantee you that everybody else was way more interested in it than I was, and that's not the show's fault, that's my fault. I think my other message got cut off, like, kind of towards the very end, because I think we only have 3 minutes that we can talk on here, but past that, yeah, bye.
Hey, what up, TOTLB fans? This is Doyle Daniel Van Petrie. you know, like the last time I called in, so she's barking. I don't know if she's going to do that again this time, but I think we're talking about altered carbon because we're fuck faces and we can't record episodes correctly. Technology's hard, guys. So hard. But it's funny because it's a sci-fi show with lots of technology in it. But yeah, I think we're just calling in, giving you a few minutes about what we think of the show, which is going to be like a random show that's a few minutes about what everybody thinks of the show. It's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird way to do it, but it's what we got to do because we suck. As far as this TV show goes, Altered Carbon, obviously the first season, well, not obviously, but if you've been listening to the show for a while, the first season was like my favorite show that year when it came out. It was super good, super interesting, drew you into the character and the world really quickly, I thought. I think Juan did not agree to that. He was a little like lost by it, but I thought it was like super engaging. I said super a lot, but I just woke up like 15 minutes ago in that. But anyway, the second season continues that. I think it's, I don't know if I say it's like my favorite TV show this year, because there's a lot of freaking badass TV shows this year, but it is still very good, still very engaging. Lots of action, lots of cool sci-fi premises. The whole like stack and being able to, you know, basically make like a phone call and send yourself across the galaxy and just be placed into a different cloned body of yourself or anybody else is kind of crazy. The fact that, you know, his body has like upgrades, because once you do that, you know, you just upgrade the body that you had. So that's pretty awesome. The AI interaction with the AIs are like, you know, basically kind of onboard assistants. In this show, they're not all like that in the TV show. Most of them have given up on humanity, but you know, the main character has one called Poe, and then Poe has like a girlfriend AI, and it's just kind of, it's an interesting plot device, I think. So overall, the story I think is really good. I haven't finished this season, so we're getting there, but it's kind of about bringing the, I can't remember his main name, Ty something, but the main character's passed back into his few, back in relevance to what's going on in his modern, I guess his main day, Ruby, our future.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.